Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
Rundown, Tuesday, February 7th.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, first topic, Tom Brady.
Goat.
On his, I guess, are we pumping a competitor here with the Let's Go podcast? I mean, he's retired, but.
Yeah, I mean, he's the GOAT. Now's the time to give him his flowers, if any.
Yeah, fair.
There will come a time where you have to draw a line in the sand and say, hey, it's us and you. Yeah. It's Barstool and Let's Go. It's Busting with the Boys and Let's Go. But right now, it's about giving him the tip of the cap. Yeah. Tom Brady is the GOAT of all GOATs.
Yep. So on his podcast, Let's Go, he had Bill Belichick on. Belichick giving him his flowers, saying that he was, the greatest player, greatest career, just a great person, etc. Other guys going on the show, his parents, Gronk, Peyton Manning, Mahomes, etc. What do you guys think about Bill Belichick? And obviously, you know, not his current coach, but his longest tenured coach, giving him his due, obviously right after he calls it a career. Let's start with Taylor.
I think it's one of those things like, yeah, that's great that Bill Belichick did that, but also like, Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. He's the greatest athlete that's ever been on this earth. So everyone's going to give him flowers. It's nice that Bill Belichick did it, because when you look at him in his media interviews, he sits there, he gives one-word answers, half-a-sentence answers, and you're like, hey, we never really get anything out of this guy. For him to go on and give Tom the flowers the way he gave Tom the flowers is an incredible tip of the cap to Tom. But, I mean, we all know what we're dealing with here. This is the greatest professional athlete to ever live on this earth, and that is Tom Brady.
I think that part's debatable as far as
greatest athlete. Well, yeah, it's obviously, everything's debatable, bud.
Greatest sports career.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about just strictly athlete, like, the boy can't run, he can't jump, he can't do it. Like, we're not talking about that.
Greatest athlete to walk the planet, I think is what you said.
Greatest athlete to walk the planet. Greatest sports career in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree.
I'm glad we found ourselves. We weaved through that web.
Yeah, I was feeling something when you kept saying that.
Yeah.
Taylor said it. Like, Belichick always giving his little – he's always battling the media, right?
Yep.
And so for him to
it's a weird game.
Yeah, to go on a little bit on Tom's podcast, you know, we'd love to have him on Busting with the Boys. But with Tom Brady, like, doing it at that kind of level for as long as he has, like, it takes an insane – you know, Max was saying it downstairs, Max Homa, like, a delusion about yourself to sustain a career that long. Like, 23 years, like, every year he's – he's taking receivers and sending them to, you probably know, where's it at? Out in like the mountains somewhere?
Tom Brady?
Field, yeah.
I mean, he did it with us. He did it at a high school at Bentley, like a private high school.
Right, but he's always like,
he's organizing trips for.
He's always organizing trips for his guys. He's always like, when you talk about contracts and everything else, he's never been like, you know, the guys who are trying to get as greedy as possible, the highest amount of money possible.
Never
he's always taking less money. Obviously, he's compensated well, but he's always like taking less money for other teammates to come on board, for them to go get other free agents and like win championships. And I mean, fuck, man, he's won seven titles, and to play 23 years at that level, like, he is the greatest football player to ever play the game.
Yeah. He talks a lot about him and his kids, and he's hoping that literally he looks at his competitive nature as somewhat of a disease. Like, it's so much, it's so overwhelming, and you need some of that to become what Tom has become. And he literally says, I hope my kids don't have this. I hope my kids are able to live quote unquote normal lives right. so that like they can like go and feel like all the ups and downs of what a regular life is also that Tom has not been able to feel because he has whatever is loose in that brain. So he's given us the career that we've been able to all sit back and watch since we were kids.
Yeah.
And right? like, you know, too, as playing football, it's like you kind of need at some point in your career, whether it's luck, opportunity, a situation for you, and like a quote that Tom had talking about it, I had someone that really saw something in me that not a lot of people did. Like when he got his opportunity, when Bledsoe went down and taking advantage of that opportunity, like you kind of need that perfect recipe at times. And I feel like he obviously found that with him and Belichick when they won, six titles together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, man, he's a stud.
Some would say his seventh was his most important, but that's for another day.
I would say
some would
so.
Say what is most important?
Seventh.
Seventh.
His seventh ring is the most important.
You left, and the question was, who's going to do what? Is Belichick going to win? Is Tom Brady going to win? Yeah. Is one of them going to win without each other?
Yeah.
Tom did that.
And I think the big question in what Will just said there is, like, what that was obviously a battle the media painted for all of us. And I'm sure they both felt that, like, I can be successful without this individual.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know
they
did.
Obviously, Tom, so far, has won that. Now, it's yet to be seen if Bill Belichick, how long he's going to be with the Patriots, how long he's going to be still the coach of the Patriots and doing it in the NFL if he can go and get himself another ring with a Mac Jones and stuff like that. But, I mean, Tom really won that battle in a big way. What? Not to bring it on us at all, but I don't know if you guys noticed, but Tom Brady did message Will Compton.
Yeah.
He did message Will Compton, whether it was actually Tom Brady, whether it was Tom Brady, it doesn't matter.
He followed you.
Apparently it was his guy.
It doesn't matter.
Well, no, don't
Tom Brady with
the
blue check on the blue bird.
Yeah, there's a hater sitting in the living room right now, but yeah, I was really trying to steal the moment.
No, I mean, me and you both posed in our undies yesterday. I thought we both looked pretty good.
You look solid, too.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean, one hand can't fully
cover. You see an opportunity, like, I want to say our boy, one of our producers, Garrett, he saw, like, this photo, and he's like, hey, Will. Or he's like, when do you guys need to go into the room and do it? Like,
yeah. Shout out Garrett on that. That was a big heads-up move.
Going into this room back here to take a photo. I'm like, hey, make sure the bar still pillow. Gets a little offset, so that's in it too. And fortunately, like Tom quote tweeted it, put it out. Let's do a little merchandise swap. And that was massive. I was like a giddy kid, like saying like, yo, fucking Tom Brady.
Right.
Like, well, we were sitting at lunch yesterday, and Will goes, boys, we've done it.
Yeah.
It was like that, but that is the imposing figure that Tom Brady is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We've played in the league. We've done it. We've literally been on the field practicing against Tom, and we literally look across
the
field.
Saw the photo.
Holy fuck, that's Tom Brady, dude.
Yeah.
It's so cool. He's like, he is that dude.
Larger
for him
life,
to
hit,
literally DM or tweet you, follow you, and DM you. I'm sitting here as a Michigan man going, fuck, I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah.
You know? I'm kind of like, damn, that's amazing.
He's like, I'm fired up for you, but I'm a little tired.
I was, and I'm stoked because at the end of the day, if the boy comes on the podcast, it's going to be amazing. He wears the merch. That's also an incredible thing, but you know, it's all going to work out. It's going to transcend downwards. It's going to fill up, but also, what a moment for Will Compton.
Hey, but you're right, though. Like, one of my first aha moments are like, holy fuck, I'm really out here, was when I started to, I was going to say it was like my third game starting, and it was against the Patriots. We got our ass whooped out in Foxborough. But Tom is out there, and he's like, Mike's 51, Mike's 51. And I'm literally sitting there like, holy fuck.
He's pointing at me.
And
he's right.
Yeah. And like, he knows exactly what I'm doing. But I was really like, yo, Tom Brady is pointing out my number, and I'm on the same field as him right now. We did get our ass whipped, though. But
he's like, I'm about to carve this boy up.
That was like my first, like, man, this is fucking awesome, like, moment in the NFL.
Right.
Tom is incredible.
Speaking of moments that were not awesome, Stephen A. Smith and Jay Williams going at each other, and what seemed like kind of a personal thing yesterday, I think it was on First Take. Shout out Molly Kierum for doing a great job kind of hosting and kind of mediating this, but they kind of went at each other in what seemed like, you know, it started off as an argument about Kyrie, but then just transformed into like, these guys don't fuck with each other.
Kind of a personal beef. It got icy.
Yeah.
Yes. Who do you guys side with on this? A lot of people siding with Stephen A. Jay Williams just saying like the word interesting and basically not taking a stance on something.
The word interesting is nothing more than an insurance policy so he can fill both sides and he doesn't get both sides mad at him.
And he's
like, hey, this is something that I'm viewing from the outside without putting an opinion on it. I know that because your boy does that a lot. And I'm always playing the game of like, don't want to piss this person off too much, don't want to piss that person off too much. Stephen A. did an incredible job of instigating the situation, saying, hey, quit saying that.
Yeah.
Quit saying that this is interesting. Like, tell me how you feel. Tell me how like these things are. That's why I invited you on the show.
I love the whole, ooh, that's interesting.
Like,
that's when you knew it was kind of getting
a little. Yeah, it was getting real.
Getting, like,
but Stephen A., one of the best in the game at what what he does sitting yes. on sitting on there day in, day out when sports are on and that small time and yep. the summertime when sports aren't really on, and he's able to capture the eyes of people. That's the reason why he's one of the best in that world to do that
yep.
and to be able to play that. Whether their relationship is good or bad, we would literally have to sit down with them and ask them. But just from viewing that video, it really seems like, hey, them boys got some little beef behind the curtain.
You know it went beyond that. You know it went beyond yeah. just a little clip. Like whenever they went to a TV break or even after the show, they're probably talking about a lot more. Because, I mean, look, like Kyrie's been a hot topic for the last few years. He's yep. always been in the media. And Stephen A. has, like, to play the side of Jay for a second,
yep.
Stephen A. has always been a little long-winded with Kyrie and kind of has every move he's made, and he's
yeah.
always kind of talking about it. But I think Stephen A., like, he's, you know, he's one of the best in the business at, like, doing that media game and, like,
yep.
having his take on it. And to combat and go to the Stephen A. side, I think, like, he's just being himself, and it's like
yeah.
he's not taking it as personally as what Jay assumed he was doing.
Right, because Jay Williams,
keeping his hands off of it, it's kind of like, I like how Stephen A. went after him.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of doing the whole
yeah.
mocking him a little bit and
yeah.
getting a little fired up. It's like, what is your stance on it? Like, that's what our show is. Like,
yeah.
you need to have a stance.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's first take.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have to take something. yeah. You have to literally put something into
yeah.
it.
No, Stephen, interesting.
Stephen A. is a pro's pro. If like, you're going to sit there and have a debate with him, he's going to be able to sit, and he has a laundry list of things he can pull out.
Dude's a dictionary.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving is one of those guys that's like, any given day, if you're like, what are we going to talk about? It's like, what? Let's talk about Kyrie Irving. Because
yeah.
he's got some shit that like just says outlandish stuff. People are saying he goes to these franchises, breaks them down, LeBron James, all these different things. And now it's like, this guy is easy to go and pick on.
Yeah.
So playing Stephen A., it's like, that's a smart move by him. Because you know when that name is brought up, all the controversy he's had in the last 3-4 years,
yeah.
it's easy to see people look in and be like, oh, hey, what's Stephen A. saying about him now?
Yep.
So
what was your opinion on it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a very coachable moment. I thought Stephen A., Jay Williams accused Stephen A. of being triggered all the time. And Stephen A. was like, I'm not triggered. He's like, I don't lose any sleep over these guys. He's like, but at the same time, he's like, I'm giving you this platform. He's like, you basically have to take a stance. And I think it was a very coachable moment from Stephen A. to Jay Williams. I don't know if they have any beef like off the court or, you know, outside, you know,
yeah.
Behind the scenes, but it seemed like he was kind of putting him in his place, and I think he did a great job.
They should have some B-roll in that situation where like they go to break and then they keep a camera on like during the commercial
yeah.
break. Like, do they sit there and kind of just
yeah.
and like write notes about what they're going to say, or they yeah. sit there and go, hey, that was, I'm going to do this next time, I'm going to do that.
Because right.
you know, there's always like,
I thought that
different
was
games
I
playing.
I thought that one was real.
Yeah.
You think it was?
Yeah, I think so. Like a.
But how many times have you seen Stephen A.? Like, he has that demonstrative tone where he just like wants to be loud and obnoxious, and he knows like that's just what's going to get the views and the eyes and the ears.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily thinking that. I kind of like agree with you. I don't think it's something that Stephen A. loses sleep over. I think he's just being Stephen A.
He goes and
like
does it.
Jay was getting a little more heated internally about it, like trying to say, you know, you're trying to be demonstrative. You seem a little bit more emotional. It's like when you say that, you kind of know something,
yeah.
something's happening
yeah.
inside. Like, I don't think it's. Yeah, I don't think Stephen A. was getting too worked
yeah.
up about it. It's like, hey, this is
this just is his job. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Trent Dilfer, probably the worst quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
He's the only quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl and get cut the next year.
yeah.
Go ahead.
Calling the modern day game not impressive. Let's talk to a guy that plays in the modern game, Taylor. how do you feel about
hardly?
How do you feel about Trent Dilfer's words on today's game? I mean, they dominated.
Yeah, I think this is Trent Dilfer's idea of playing the game of how can I get more eyes and ears on me to make me the head coach of UAB a little more relevant. 2 years ago, Trent Dilfer was the head coach of a high school football team that's Lipscomb Academy in Nashville, Tennessee.
Get him.
He's a good guy. I've been around Trent. I like Trent. I've spent time with Trent, and I enjoy it. These remarks are ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I'm not impressed. I love Tom Brady. I love Aaron Rodgers, but, like, it's not impressive. Kindly, shut the fuck up. Like, it's
yeah.
that's so ridiculous to say modern-day football. You can't press. But you can go press. You can reroute receivers within 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the game's played. That's how you're allowed to do it. You got to play the game. You got to know the rules. Use the rules to your advantage. You should, Trent Dilfer, played the game. He can probably talk about X's and O's. He's probably a fantastic coach at UAB.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about NFL quarterbacks, you do not need to be talking about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and criticize the way they've handled their business.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to criticize it, let's look at the resumes.
Yep.
And that's the I'm not talking disrespect. I'm just talking facts in the situation. The resume of Trent Dilfer does not hold a candle to either of those resumes.
Yep.
So
does that mean he can't talk about it since he doesn't have that
He can talk about it, but he can talk about football. He can talk about what I like and dislike about football, but to bring those names into it and say that you're not impressed about that, because he's basically implying in this that their careers have a little bit of a blemish on it because modern day and they're changing the rules for the quarterback and they're changing it so the defense is more at a disadvantage when it comes to playing against the offense. That's just you sitting in a room. He gets claps. He gets the cheers. You've seen the video, right? There's a crowd sitting there. They're all loving it and buying into it. And you can see his face go from that light, pale skin to a little more pink in the cheeks as he's really enjoying the praise he's getting for that.
Yeah.
All you did was say something that people are going to be able – it's like me saying we should retire the number 12 for every NFL team. It's like, that's just – I'm going to put this out here and let the world burn for a little bit on the bird. Like, he's just saying shit to say shit.
Sure.
And it doesn't make any – it's like, if he's being serious, Trent, we got to have a conversation, buddy. Like, we can't be doing that. But this is just a ridiculous statement.
We can end on this. Well, how do you think Trent Dilfer would do in today's game?
I mean, I'm not sure on how he would do in today's game. I respectfully disagree somewhat.
That's okay.
On that entire – just because I feel like the way he said it and being like unimpressed, I think that's where it's like, okay, I mean, that everything that these quarterbacks have done is impressive. I think both can kind of be true to where it's like the game has changed. Quarterbacks are way more protected. They're not taking blows. They're not taking damage the way the old school quarterbacks used to do. And guys aren't getting teed off on over the middle. Like all of this stuff that protects and keeps the quarterbacks healthy, I feel like allows, you know, Tom at 45 wouldn't be able to, I don't think he'd be able to play in his 40s like this if it was a decade sooner.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have been doing his career from like 90 to what is it? What's the math on that? 90 to 2013.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would have had like necessarily a 23-year career had it been those rules to protect the quarterback that's came in to this modern game that he's referring to. But to say it's like unimpressive, that's where it's like, okay, bro, like they're still fucking winning Super Bowls, going to the playoffs every year doing this. Like they're franchise QBs. Trent was never a franchise QB. He did win a Super Bowl, which is like you're a Super Bowl winner. Like
sure.
You're proud of that. You can be proud of that. But to say it's like, to me, the unimpressed remark comes off as in, like, I could probably do that too. Where it's like,
right, yes.
Yes. Yes. That's probably would not have happened.
See, the thing I have an issue with what you were saying is, like, you're talking about, 90 to 2013? Mm-hmm. Like, Tom was in half of that. Like, he was able to play in that time. You can still hit the quarterback. The things that are a little
not
ridiculous.
Really.
And I understand this is a defensive player talking to an offensive player, so there's going to be some disagreement here. But if you're going to hit, like, if you're in the pocket, it's very difficult to hit the quarterback and be able to get a sack without a roughing the passer situation or, you know, like anything like that. Quarterback gets out of the pocket, breaks the framework of those two tackles. The best thing to do is go low on a quarterback because you will not get called for a penalty ever. Like if you're a smart defensive player, you're going to go at the legs. And that is the number one thing that's going to take out a player. Like there are still ways to hit. The quarterback thing, I can get with you on. Rerouting receivers, you can still do that. Hitting guys over the middle, you can still do that. You got to stay away from the head and neck region. You got to put your head on the ball. It gets dicey.
You can
put your head on the football and get away with it and be all right. You can still put big booms on dudes.
Yeah.
You can still
not in the same way, bro.
Not in the same way. But I'm saying like it's not like it's
balls
not,
aren't getting jarred
way,
loose. If a ball gets jarred loose,
the way
thinking,
the statement,
oh, fuck, it's about to
be a penalty. The way the statement is framed is like football has become like the Pro Bowl, some bullshit flag football with a couple of song and dances in the corner. Football is not that. It's still a gladiator
I'm not
sport.
Saying that.
It's still no. I'm saying what Trent is saying. Now, you're playing a halfway between what Trent's saying and what I'm saying right now. I'm meeting you in the middle of where you and I are at. The game has gotten a little bit softer from hitting guys, when you can hit guys, when you can't hit guys, like a little slap in the helmet for a quarterback. Let's get off the tip.
Really
for a
soft on the quarterback.
Yeah. Really soft on the quarterback in the pocket. When he gets out of the pocket, that's where things go a little more old school, where you can hit him low, you can hit him hard, and you can hit him in a way that's going to make them feel a certain way come Monday.
Yeah. And that's where he can't necessarily speak on like Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes, like because they're wizards outside the pocket.
Wizards outside the pocket.
Like
a dude's like, you got to go. You're aiming for that thigh. You're aiming for that knee if you're going at him. You got to hit them low. That way you don't get that type of penalty. hits over the middle, they have become less and far and few between. This isn't Ray Lewis of old where you're allowed to just deck dudes in the corner.
Brian Dawkins,
he's going to see God today type stuff. Yes. But I'm saying you can still go and hit guys and make them feel a certain way within the framework of the rules. It's still a very violent and aggressive gladiator sport. And I think it's so easy to go and say, oh, we've gotten soft. Yet the game has gotten softer to keep guys safer. Now, there's been more concussions this year than any other year. So, like, how about we start reevaluating the situation, boys? But you can, it's still violent. Guys are still hurt on a daily basis. The injury rate is still 100% when you play in the NFL. It is a hard fucking sport to play.
I think we can all agree that the game has gotten softer since Will Compton has left it.
No question about it.
Hey, Trent Dilfer is in no position to call any quarterback career or any quarterbacking unimpressive. His career was very unimpressive. Super Bowl winner.
That's it.
Dude, he was a quarterback for my team. He sucks.
Who's this?
Trent Dilfer. We got to go do the yak. That's the rundown, February 7th. Appreciate you guys. Bussing with the boys. Subscribe to the pod. Trust the data. Buy a hat. Let's go.